Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, and this is number 4 in my top 5 countdown of all my episodes of 2023. And today, I'm taking you guys back to one of my favorite episodes and one of the most controversial episodes when it came to feedback and comments, and that was, do you or do you not invite children to your event? And I'm going to explain to you both sides of this. When you are having your ceremony and you have little kids, you cannot control those kids during that ceremony. I have seen fathers of the bride, fathers of the groom, mothers, aunts, uncles, relatives, and even members of the bridal party have to walk out of the ceremony because their kids were crying. Whether or not those are the flower girls or the ring bearers, I have seen them literally leave the ceremony, have to grab their kids, and move so that way the ceremony could go on without a hitch and nobody had to listen to somebody screaming and yelling mommy and daddy during the ceremony and somebody missed the entire ceremony, somebody of vast importance to the bride and groom. I've also seen a little kid walk down the aisle with a flower pot, and as she was walking down, threw the pot on the ground and ran bloody murder out of the room to the point where I had to pick it up, walk down the aisle, throw the petals, and become the flower girl spontaneously mid-ceremony. Got me a big round of applause, though, I must say. I was so hot doing that. Anyway, that's sort of what happens. You can't control little kids. I've had people have to change them right before the grand entrances, and bridal party members were not ready to go. There's a lot of parents who think the reception area is a playpen. They'll stick their kids in it and hope and pray for the best that their kids stay there the entire time as they're running around in circles behind the DJ booth, into my front board, into the tray stands, on the dance floor, sliding, jumping up and down, hitting each other, and then all of a sudden you turn around and one's screaming bloody murder because somebody got hurt. It's a wedding. This isn't a family picnic. Now, here's the other side. If you have well-behaved kids who are angels, who you know are not going to scream and holler and cry and run around and hit each other and kick each other and destroy things, different story. But you have to know your children. You have to. It's like going to Disney World and not knowing whether or not you can stay in line for that long, and your kid is not going to cause trouble or ruin the entire trip. It is a case-by-case basis. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't know 100% that your child is going to be able to deal with 6 to 10 hours of a wedding, you can't have them there no matter how much you want them to be there. It's not going to be enjoyable. You got to hire a babysitter. You have to have that babysitter come. And you have to make a judgment call as a parent right before that ceremony or right before that cocktail or right before that reception starts and say, listen, my kid's going to make it or my kid isn't going to make it. But if you know ahead of time, you just say no. You just say, listen, they're too young, they're too immature, they're not going to behave, and leave them home. Just imagine during the ceremony, all of a sudden, now the bride's going to start doing her vows and your kid's screaming, and now you have to grab your kid and run away and you miss everything. I've seen a father of the bride miss the entire ceremony because he had to grab the sister's child and walk away because the kid was screaming. The dad missed his own daughter's wedding ceremony. How does that happen? Listen, it's great advice. Take it or leave it. I'm ESG. This is number 4 of my top 5 countdown of greatest podcasts of 2023. I'll be back. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink. Bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and boots and bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? grasping to come.